Thank you, everybody, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Ponstars Unplugged. I'm not Roy Peretz, I'm Liel, by the way. And we are on your favorite radio station, 101.9, Chai FM. Today is the 18th of July, 2018, and also Vav in Av. It's a rhyme. Six in Av today, 3 days to Tisha B'Av. And we are in the year 5778. What we have for you today? Roy is still not in. He's almost on the plane. He's coming back to us, hopefully. And we're gonna have him, if not tomorrow, so next week for sure. I promise you. So don't stop listening to us, please. With me today in the show. Sasha already left. We're going to tell you where she left just now and
why she left.
Why she left, and we're going to put a song for her as well.
Oh, yes.
But who we got here in the studio from Cash In, 341 Jan Smuts, the gentle giant, our antique coin and memorabilia experts. Give it to Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. I must say that today, because we have such a unique, tiny team, we almost have more microphones than people today. Huh?
No chance.
We have more chairs than people.
Yeah. Today, at least, we have more chairs. Yeah.
I feel honored that I'm actually sitting at the table.
With your own microphone.
Thank you. So you're going to hear everybody. Also with me today, to my left, our blogger.
Everyone can see me.
Cashin blogger and South Africa best movie critic, Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Liel. It's nice to be back again.
Nice to be back from last week.
It's always nice to get
into a week,
to Chai FM and to do the show. And to give away movie tickets. I enjoy it.
Thank you. We also have with us, now listen up, give a special attention, from 96 Centon Drive.
That's me,
Nicole,
the one and only lady in amongst all these.
Yep.
The one that carry rumors around.
And she's going to tell us, Nicole, are you here for long?
With beyond excitement, yeah. I'm leaving on a jet plane tomorrow.
Leaving on a jet plane.
But you are coming back.
Yes,
don't
I am.
No, we found.
Unless I find a job there.
Isn't it Neil Diamond? Neil Diamond. No? Oh. Jet plane? Who sings it?
Glenn Campbell.
Okay. Don McLean, no?
No.
Okay, I'm trying. No, but not. Let's go to the last person in the studio today, Moshe Stavrograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good evening. Very well.
Good evening. Don't break the microphone. Gently.
You're sharing it with Nicole.
With Nicole, but you're handling it like... And on the controls, as usual, Tabu. How are you, Tabu? And please put some applause for yourself. I told you, you're the only one here that's actually doing something. So
we're just observers.
Our job is only to talk nonsense, and your job is to actually control it.
Well, guys, we're going to talk today about history. We're going to wish happy birthday to people that were born today, and not only Nelson Mandela. Happy birthday or birth date. Nelson Mandela will be celebrating 100 years.
They'll celebrate what he's done.
We celebrate his
legacy.
Yeah, I know. The legacy, right.
Yeah, but the 100th year of his legacy.
Well, I wish his follower will keep this legacy, because they forgot what is it all about.
They really did forget. They must
Completely.
They must re-listen to all his speeches.
No, they must listen to Pornstars Unplugged. That's what they must
listen
to.
Yeah, when they're not listening to
Pornstars. Peter will talk to us about movies, of course, Peter, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the first song that I'm gonna put is Go for Sash, and Sash is on her way to Katy Perry show tonight.
Oh, so, she's so lucky.
Yeah, so enjoy the show. I heard it's an awesome show, so I really hope you enjoy it. And this is for you, Sash. Eitan, what do you want to say?
No, I'm say hi to Sasha behind you.
To say hi to Sasha behind
you. She's looking through the
I can't see. I can't.
She's on her way.
I can't look and talk. And yeah, what happened
There's
is
a
my
lot of
phone got
you have
off.
To multitask.
But doesn't matter. Peter.
Yes.
Let's take us to the movies. Let's
get into the movie straight away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, the intro.
Okay.
Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Okay, so before that, Peter, just to remind you, SMS 34519. 34519. It's a SMS line. Try to SMS us. We're going to give you the Telegram number just now. After that, Peter.
Right, the only movie worth seeing this week, and it depends on which side of the fence you sit with regard to ABBA and its music. The movie Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
That's the only one?
That's the only one worth seeing. There is another movie, an independent movie, called Life and Nothing More, which we'll deal with separately. Mamma Mia, here we go again. It's a story about Sophia, who was Donna. I mean, so many people saw the movie. In fact, in America alone, when the movie was made in 2008, it made $144 million in America alone, which is not bad. So this is like, it's not quite a follow-up or a sequel. It goes back and forth between Donna's original story, how she came onto the island, how she met her various friends, and how she interacted with the three guys who, if people who saw the first movie, is supposed to be the father of Sophia. They didn't know until the end of the movie. So what is happening is Sophia's now taken the villa which her mother owned and turned it into a kind of a hotel, and she's having a reopening, and she's invited celebrities to the island, including her three fathers and the friends of her mother, Donna, who was played by Meryl Streep in the original. And they've recalled all these actors who were in the original, like Julie Walters and Pierce Brosnan and who else? Lily James, who's been in Downton Abbey and has been in quite a few movies since Downton Abbey, plays the young Donna, and we learn how she got involved. And we also see Colin Firth as one of her dads. So everyone comes together. Everyone comes together on the island. Amanda Seyfried, who we've seen before, she's got the big fish eyes and she's blonde. She plays Sophia. And it's an interesting story because it's very thin. There's nothing to it. And you've got all these characters come together, and the whole film is laced with ABBA songs. And every 4 minutes, they drop what they're doing, and they go into songs. So if you like that, it's fantastic. It's very contrived. It's very corny. But for ABBA fans, I'll go mad. They've also brought out an album of new ABBA music. There's a couple of new songs. And incidentally, I must mention this, and I don't know if it's a giveaway, but a very famous American singer with an initial C, only one word name, she is in the movie, and she also sings Fernando.
Okay.
Right, so that might be one of the questions I'm going to put to our listeners.
She hasn't been around for a while, eh?
She hasn't been around for a while, but she's made some amazing music in her career.
Yeah.
She's been to South Africa. She's very, very famous. She once had a husband called Sonny.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
Okay, so that is the movie. It's called Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
And just to say, all my girls are going to see it tonight.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy.
Yeah, of course. I must also mention that there is a preview of this movie. The movie only opens on Friday, but people can book. There's still tickets available to see the movie tomorrow night.
Okay.
And that is various cinemas and New Metro and a few of the others. So they can still book. There are still tickets to see this movie. And as I said, if you're an ABBA fan, you'd love it. The other movie I'd like to talk about is called Life and Nothing More. This movie was made on a small budget, and it deals with a dysfunctional African-American family going through a lot of hardships. It's about a son named Andrew, and he's not doing well at school, and he's getting himself into trouble. He's breaking into cars, and he's going to end up in prison one day. His father was already in prison, whom he doesn't see. It was a mother who is a waitress and battling to keep the family together. Doesn't want her son Andrew to have any contact with the father. But the father writes to Andrew and tells him about life in prison and what he's done wrong, and he's sorry. And Andrew is persuaded to move into different areas of the place they live in, and it's not good news. He falls out at school, and we see him deteriorating. So there's three aspects of this movie, which I must say didn't quite hit the mark. They're all non-professional actors, so they're not famous. The mother is Regina and is played by a woman named Regina Williams. The son is Andrew. And whatever happens to them resonates with what is happening in America today. There's no new aspects to it. And you suffer along with the family. So if you're prepared to sit down and suffer the heartache and the trauma of trying to exist on very little money and seeing what's going to happen when you meet a new boyfriend and you sleep with a new boyfriend, only one thing is going to happen, and it happens. So I don't need to go any further. They've touted this movie overseas. The critics there, some of them have raved, saying it's an excellent movie. It was at a festival. I can see what they're trying to say. There are messages there, but it's so unfocused, Leo. There's too much happening within the focus. There's about the family. There's about the prison system in America and how it operates.
Yeah.
There's this little boy getting into trouble, and we know where he's going to go and what he's going to end up.
Listen, Peter, you know by now, it's not easy to make a movie, a proper movie that can really tell what you're trying to tell. It's an art.
Of course it's an art.
Not everybody can do it, and that's...
And if you've got a director who doesn't quite hit it off, it becomes an endurance test.
Yep.
And that's what I found, I'm sorry to say. So they are the two movies, Mamma Mia and Life and Nothing More.
So we have a competition this week. What are the competition? Who is the...
I mentioned a lot of names when I spoke about Mamma Mia.
Yes, you did.
I mentioned one with initial C.
Yes.
I mentioned Pierce Brosnan. I mentioned Amanda. I mentioned Julie Walters, Lily James, Colin Firth. So if any of our listeners wants to contact us and give us one name of a person in Mamma Mia, we've got two double tickets to give away. So there we go.
Okay, so our lines, please download Telegram application. And our line, our telephone number is 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. And our SMS line is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Yes, Peter?
I must also mention that this movie, Mamma Mia, is going to be shown in the Extreme Cinema at New Metro. So you can actually feel the biggest sound, the biggest screen action. And they want people to see a musical in that kind of atmosphere. Yeah. Because normally they have action films.
Yeah, but then they must go to the theater.
Well, they can't in this way. You know, this is a movie.
No, but I just think it's so nice to have such a lighthearted, entertaining movie
with ABBA.
With that, you don't have to
a lot of people will see it. You've seen how well the first one did, and a lot of people think the second one is better than the first.
And we already have one winner. That
you have. That's great.
I hope it's not unicorn,
no,
because
it's
still sitting with your cell phone.
I'm itchy.
You're not allowed.
You're itchy. You won't be here. Well, the movie will still be on when you get back.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. That's what we have for you for the cinema. Eitan, I have a song to put, and you're going to say something about the song before?
Of course. My lovely wife celebrated yesterday her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you, baby girl. And this song, I sent it to her, but I would like everyone to enjoy the song.
So let's go over a few birthdays that we have today. Like we mentioned, Nelson Mandela would be 100 today, and everybody spoke about him today. And thank you, Nelson. And let's talk about other people that were lucky enough to were born to get born in the same day. Vin Diesel.
Oh,
Vin Diesel is 51 years old.
He's a baby, huh?
He's a Madala.
He's getting, thank you.
Yeah.
Moshe, don't fall asleep. He's calling us Madala.
Mandela.
Yeah, speak to the microphone. You have one now. You don't have any excuses. And don't knock on the table. So Vin Diesel like to say, we all deal with being unfairly judged.
That's true.
He also say, well, love motivates me in whatever I do.
That's also a good thing.
Yeah, love is a very motivating thing.
Love makes the world go round.
Kirsten Bell. Do you know Kirsten Bell?
Yes, of course.
Of course. How old do you think she is today? Come, we don't have the old day. Late 20s? Really?
Late 30s.
My son is 10. He was called after a guy from her first show on TV. Do you remember her first show on TV?
What was it called?
Veronica. You don't know. No, don't continue. So Kirsten Bell is 38 today. And she's saying, I have the mouth of a sailor.
Oh, rotten.
She always said, I've always been a serial monogamist. What do you say about that?
She's very loyal.
A lot of times, but she's very loyal, yes. I'm not going to become anybody I don't want to become. Listen, when you're an actor in Hollywood and you have so much money, you can decide who you want to become. That's the truth, the horrible truth. Another guy that's celebrating today is Richard Branson.
Oh, but he's in South Africa.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he in the same with Obama?
Yeah.
Did you guys go and put their little bomale to
not
take
me.
Them? Not
he did.
You?
Not me. He did.
You also don't like all these guys. Listen, Moshe, how old do you think he is?
About 70.
You're right. More specific, without touching the microphone. You're making noise. 68.
I was going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he's so clever, Nicole. We knew it. So Richard Branson say, business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. What do you say about this one?
I fully agree.
He's absolutely right.
He's a genius.
It's just, I've missed the bus a number of times.
Okay. You don't learn to walk by following rules. You learn by doing and by failing over. By falling over. That's how you learn how to walk.
True.
Also clever. Also today you got a birthday, MIA, Mia. Famous rapper. She's 43 today. Saul Alvarez, very, very famous boxer, is 28 today. And that's who we got. And Shelly had a birthday yesterday. Ethan, you're going to tell us a little bit about history. What happened many years ago today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically today in 1946, the most famous Ma'apilim ship, Jewish immigration from Europe to Israel, left Europe when tried to get to Israel, and it happened in 1946. Now, to get to the story, I just want to give a small background. Jewish from Europe tried to go to arrive to Israel many, many years before even World War One. From the 19th century, there was what we call Kmiha, and there was all kind of group of Aliyah, what we call Ma'apilim, that they arrived to Israel. And in the end of the mess started in the end of World War Two after the Holocaust, and what happened then, a lot of the survival of the Holocaust was settled in what called DP camps, or
deportation.
Yes, not deportation.
Say something.
Displaced camps.
Yeah.
And a lot of the survival of the camps, actually quite a lot of the survival, unfortunately, was settled back in some of the camps after they were renovated and cleaned up, and they were waiting for a solution. Now, these camps were in Germany, Austria, Italy, and in those days, we had what we call a Mossad Le'apala Bet. And they were the only organization that became part of the Haganah who was responsible to try to organize groups and bring them to Israel with ships. And in the beginning, in 1945, they used very small ships, between 37, 40 people to 300 people only. But then they start to...
That's a boat, not a ship.
Yeah, well, they call it ship those days, whatever. So, ship-ish. All right. And then they start to move to bigger ships. And the problem is when the government in England changed hand to the labor, the labor adopted what we call the white papers of the previous government, what disappointed the Jews a lot, because it's allowed only 18,000 immigrant by license to come to Israel. That was basically after the mandate of Britain, and as we know,
so they closed the border.
They didn't like us too much.
They closed the border and didn't let people from Europe come through the sea.
Yeah, even after the Holocaust and everything that happened. And what happened, it started what we call, or what they call, in English it's called the illegal immigration, yeah. We call it Ha'apala. And more and more ships been
sent towards Israel.
Been bought and sent to Israel. And in the beginning, the British Navy used to catch these ships at sea.
Sometimes.
And put them, most of the times, unfortunately.
No, I'm saying some of the boats were sunk.
Some of them, unfortunately, it was a disaster. And what they used to do, they used to put them in camps again. Barbed wire and everything, with better condition, of course, and everything. In the beginning, it was in Israel when the biggest one was Atlit. And after this, when the Haganah, Palmach, actually broke into the camp and released quite a lot of them in few operations, they started to put them in Cyprus. Now, they suffered a lot of problems those days. It's to organize, first of all, the money to get the boat. And then we had the joint, the American organization and the youth movements that joined in to help. And first of all, to train the emigrant in basics. If it's in weapons, if it's in survival, they go into Israel, different areas, whatever, to teach and everything. And secondly, it's to get food and, you know, everything that people need on a boat during this traveling. In the beginning, they had help from the Jewish soldiers from the British Army that basically in the end of the war left and got some stuff from the British camps. They deserve it and more. And later on, donations and everything and to do whatever possible and so on. Now, the ship we're going to mention today, it's Exodus. It's the most famous ship. There was a movie done about Exodus.
The movie is with?
Well, I don't remember.
Paul Newman.
Yes, I thought so.
Paul Newman was in the movie.
Anyway, Exodus today, 1946, left the port from France. Now, what happened, it's actually a boat that was bought in Italy and renovated. It used to be a traveling boat, whatever. And the British put a lot of pressure on the Italian not to let the boat to leave. And in any case, they succeeded to leave Italy, to get to France, and to upload 4,500 Marpilim. In a ship
that fits about 3,000,
yeah,
by the way.
Most of the ships used to
get overloaded.
We used to load it triple and more. Everyone wanted to arrive to Israel to escape Europe.
Yeah.
And the British Navy followed this ship all the way. And in one stage, they actually hammered the ship physically. A group of soldiers succeeded to get onto the ship. But it wasn't so easy for them because they got cans of food all over them all the time. But I'm talking not open ones, closed ones.
Yeah.
But they succeeded to take over the ship somehow. And the ship was towed to Haifa for repairs. But from there, the British decided to teach the Jewish a lesson. And they decided to return all the Ma'apilim to France.
It was 4,500
sitting on a ship in Haifa.
On top of each other, and now
they need to turn back to France.
Don't forget who these people. These people are Holocaust survivors.
But why did they do that?
Because that's the British people.
Yeah.
Liel asked me why I don't want England to win the World Cup. That's one of them. Listen, it's me.
Not everyone
like that. I have a...
You can still have a grudge for Germany as well.
Everyone with his grudges. Anyway, they removed them into three other ships.
Yeah.
It's not the Exodus. The Exodus was damaged completely.
Yes.
And they took them to France. And over there, they did a hunger strike. They refused to come down. Fought violently against the British, whatever. So the British decided, okay, let's go back to Germany. They took them back to Hamburg and by force took them down off the ship. And this is the story of Exodus that basically symbolizing the end of the illegal emigrate, because the ships after that much easier arrived to Israel. The British start to leave Israel, the border were open, anyone who wanted a flood of Ma'apilim, it's not Ma'apilim anymore, came to Israel from Europe. Just to mention one small thing, the success of the Mossad Le'aliyah Bet with the youth movement and all the youngs that helped to organize the Jews to do Aliyah during these 2.5 years, 84,000 Jews actually arrived to Israel.
Well done. That was a short lesson of history. We're going to hear a song now. We're just going to remind you guys, we ask you about Mamma Mia. We ask about a special actor, singer, very big...
Star,
diva, performer. One of the first divas that we know. Was married to a guy by the name of Sunny, and they also used to be a duo.
Sunny and...
Shush. No, her name is not Shush. But if you know the answer, please send us your answers, and we're going to give you a double ticket to go and watch a movie. Now, the movies, you can't watch Mamma Mia this week. The movies are only from movies week old and more.
Yeah.
So the new movies, we can't watch it this week. Our Telegram number is 061-895-1019. You just need to download a Telegram and put the number 061-895-1019. And SMS line is always 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Don't forget, send us the answers. You're going to get a double ticket to go and watch a movie. Let's listen to another song and we'll be back just now. And we are back. The time now is 6:49, and if you wait 10 seconds, it will be 6:50. And it means we are on the last 10 minutes of the show, and you know what's happening over here in the last 10 minutes. We're trying to make you laugh. We're trying to finish it with a bang. I think I will start today because that's my job. And let's see if my phone will go on, so maybe I can find a joke. Okay. Nicole, can a frog jump higher than a house?
No.
Of course he can. A house can't jump. What's wrong with you?
Always. You don't know that.
Okay, we need a taboo.
You
need to be ready with the laughs because the guy's not sleeping, yeah?
She needs a second to understand what you said.
Yeah.
All right, do you understand?
Yes, unless there's an earthquake.
We're not explaining jokes. We're telling another joke, yeah?
No, all I ask if she understands.
Leave her alone.
But you know this guy, he went to the Rebbe. And he said, Rebbe, something terrible is happening. I have to talk to you about it. And Rebbe said, what happened? Said, Rebbe, my wife is poisoning me. Said, no, it's impossible. What are you talking about? He said, yeah. My wife is poisoning me, I'm telling you. So the Rebbe said, relax. Let me talk to her. I come back to you. And he called him later in the evening and he said, I just finished to talk like for 3 hours with your wife. And he said, and... take the poison.
Nice one, Eitan.
Well, I've got a good one.
Yeah.
Jack is telling his friend about his recent divorce. Oh my word, I've got a call coming through. Sorry.
So I can tell one in the meantime.
That's why you print it on a piece of paper. It doesn't ring.
Are you there?
Yeah. Jack is telling his friend about his recent divorce. Yeah, she divorced me for religious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
She worships money, and I don't have any.
By the way, the song that we heard is "Money for Nothing" by Dire Straits.
Oh yeah,
There's no such thing as money for nothing. Talking about divorce, Eitan, do you know why cannibals don't eat divorced women?
No, that will be good.
Because they beat her.
That's a good one.
I knew it.
Now.
Yeah. A boy's asking his mom, Jimmy. Yeah. A mom is asking a boy, Jimmy, do you think I'm a bad mother? So he answered, my name is Paul, mom.
Yeah. You know, a man don't understand the woman only in two situations.
Yeah.
You know that?
No.
Before the marriage and after the marriage.
Ah, okay.
So simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the wife and the lawyer. the wife. I want to know if I have grounds for a divorce. Lawyer, are you married? Yes, of course. Lawyer.
So yes.
Then you have grounds.
By the way, talking about this, the woman coming to a judge. She said, I want to divorce my husband. So
the judge
is telling her, do you know why? Said, yeah, because he's cheating on me. Said, cheating on you? Do you have a proof? Said, yeah, all the kids doesn't look like me.
Okay.
That was a good one. Nicole didn't understand that. Later.
Yeah.
Listen.
Let's come with translation.
Listen, my dog.
She's cheating.
Guys, my dog always chase people on a bike. It got so bad that I had to take his bike away.
Yeah.
No?
You know, a man...
You got the whole flight tomorrow.
Stupid.
Slowly. No, we will give you the book for the trip. You know, you can relax.
I can understand.
No, but you know, finish that. We love you anyway.
Thank you.
A man is going to a witch doctor. And he's saying, listen, I will pay everything. I'm cursed for 40 years. So they start in all the ceremony, and the witch doctor said, you have to remember exactly the words, the spell that they put on you, otherwise it will not work. He said, not a problem, and now I pronounce you husband and wife.
Okay.
Man down.
Not a great one, because I knew from the beginning what he's going to say.
But,
yeah? No, nothing.
We're eating the same internet, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. A new neighbor always kisses his wife when he leaves for work. Why don't you do that? Husband, how can I? I don't even know her.
Horrible, horrible people. Yes, Moshe, your turn.
Abu Mazen, Muhammad Abbas, goes to a witch doctor and he wants to see the fortune. So she says to him, you know, Abu Mazen, you're going to die on a Jewish holiday. He says, yes. Which day will this be? He says, any day you die, it will be a Jewish holiday.
Yeah. You know, this groom is standing, waiting for the bride to arrive, and he is whistling to his older brother next to him. He's standing by the chuppah. I'm dying already to break the glass and be married. So the older brother said, don't be so. He said, why not? This will prove you broke your pay.
Yeah.
Well, a guy is coming to a doctor, so the doctor is telling him, listen, I'm sorry, you have 10 to live. So the patient is getting stressed. 10 what? 10 what? Days, weeks, months. Doctor said, 9.
9, 8.
Tell your marriage joke that you've been married for 3 times.
It's not a joke. It's the truth.
Well,
now she's getting excited when I'm telling people I was married 3 times. Really? I only knew that you were married.
Everybody's getting excited.
So said, I was married once.
And last
first
one,
time, last time, time, and once too much. That's the 3 times I was married.
This young woman is coming home completely sad. So her mother said, baby, what happened? You were out with your boyfriend, your love of your life. Said, yeah, and he proposed to me. She said, and you must be happy. It's beautiful. Said, yeah, but there is a problem. He doesn't believe in God and in hell. So the mother said, don't worry. Between you and me, we will teach him.
That's a good one. Yeah, and very obvious. I think last one. Moshe, go for it.
Yeah. This guy walks into a pub.
Yes.
And he says, the most beautiful woman sitting on the bar. And he walks straight to her. Said, listen, my darling, you look exactly like my third wife. He says, oh, yes. How many times have we been married?
Twice.
He said, twice.
Well, guys, before we say goodbye, we want to wish good luck to Nicole that's going tomorrow overseas.
Thank you.
Enjoy your break.
To Roy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Royki is on the plane, so definitely a safe trip to you too. And we're going to hear from you tomorrow morning. And thank you for listening to us, and good night. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Roy and Friends. I will be here, Moshe will be here, Peter will be here, maybe even Roy will be here. We're not promising anything, because, you know, it's not about when you're landing, it's what condition you're landing in. So We'll see tomorrow morning, but you have a date with me for sure. Eitan, say your goodbyes.
Cheerio, people.
Goodbye,
be safe.
Everybody.
Keep
Thank
warm.
You.
And, yeah.
You must say Shabbat Shalom, because you're not going
to Shabbat Shalom, yeah. I will talk to you next week.
Okay. And good night, Moshe.
Good
Thank
night.
You, Tabu.
All right.
Bye-bye.